The PDAA newsletter, Water Under the Bridge, Issue 1, Q3 2026, established 1875, the latest news from the Nene, the Welland and Ferry Meadows. This issue, welcome to Water Under the Bridge and our new website. Welcome to the first issue of our new quarterly newsletter, designed to give you all of the latest information, details about PDAA projects, and let you know what the team have been up to. We've launched a brand new website to bring you even more info and make things easier to find. It's faster and it works great on a phone. Two things on there are worth your time straight away. You can send us a catch report from any page, photos and all, and the best of them now sit at the top of the homepage. And if you see something wrong on the bank, there's a proper incident form that reaches the right people in minutes. The fisheries report. A summer spent watching the oxygen. Dawn reading on the Nene, 5.86 mg per litre at 18.7 degrees Celsius, taken at 7:27 a.m., when the river is at its lowest. The Met Office has confirmed what everyone on the bank already knew. This was the hottest summer on record, and our feet have not touched the ground since. Relentless heat meant relentless monitoring. Dissolved oxygen had to be checked daily, and other projects and river management tasks were put on hold to make that happen. Both PDAA and its volunteers have gone above and beyond this summer to monitor and protect the River Nene and our waters. None more than John Means, our head of finance, whose daily oxygen readings gave us the information to make accurate, calculated decisions on fish welfare rather than guesses. Thanks again, John. With the heat waves behind us, we can pick up where we left off. Next week, specialist contractors are at Ferry Meadows installing another 100 metres of chestnut paling, which will give small silvers refuge through the winter. The same contractors will be hinging and pinning several willows on the Alwalton backwater. Ollie Rogers, head of fisheries, PDAA. Venue spotlight. Coronation Channel. The Coronation Channel, off the radar for years and all the better for it. A historic venue that's been off the radar for years. The channel surrounds Spalding with access points at regular intervals, and it holds some fantastic bream and tench along with carp and general course fishing, included in general membership, available on day ticket, and night fishing is allowed, though a day ticket is needed for each day fished. Plan a session. From the team. Saving the blank at Elton. 12 pounds of Elton barbel back in the weed by midnight. Jake Cunnington's 12-pound barbel. In his own words, fishing some glugged boilies resulted in very little this night, but a change to something I've never done before. 3 8mm robin reds on a long hair, and a solid PVA bag stuffed full of matching 8mm seemed to be enough to tempt one of Elton's big girls right at the depth. A cracking bite, a cracking fight through all the weeds and a result worth sharing. A lovely long rest in the net saw this lady swimming off into the deep, leaving one happy angler. Jake Cunnington, Elton Fishery, the 3rd of August. Better angling. Returning fish in warm water. Late summer water carries less oxygen than at any other time, and a long fight takes more out of a fish than it can quickly repay. Fish balance tackle so you can be firm rather than playing a fish to a standstill. Keep it in the water while you sort the camera, wet hands, and give it as long as it needs in the net before release. A barbel especially, hold it upright facing the flow and let it kick off in its own time, even if that's several minutes. The photo can wait, the fish can't. Recent catches. Three from our waters. Member catch, 12-pound 14-ounce barbel Robbie Cunnington, Elton Fishery, the 20th of August. Member catch, 10-pound 2-ounce chub and barbel Martin Barnett, Elton Fishery, the 22nd of August. Member catch, 6-pound 4-ounce tench Martin Barnett, River Welland, the 4th of August. See the photos on the homepage. In brief, worth knowing, membership is on sale. £15 for adults, free for under 18s, valid to the 31st of December. Buy membership. Day tickets online. Pick your date and pay in a minute. Juniors fish free. Buy a day ticket. Seen something wrong, poaching, pollution or fish in distress, report it and it reaches the bailiff team in minutes. For pollution, ring the Environment Agency first on 0800807060. Report an incident. Bailiffs every day. Over the last 3 months of records, every single day had at least one patrol logged across our waters. Coming up, Town Welland Matches 2026-27. The Town Welland at Spalding, a match venue with proper history behind it. Tickets will be available soon for our winter match series on the historic Town Welland at Spalding, running November through to March. Dates, pegs and prices are still being finalised. Keep an eye on the website and our social channels for details. From PDAA School of Fish and Hydroscape. Thursday the 24th of September, 7 p.m. Cormorants, make this winter count. a free hour on the Hydroscape Cormorant work, what to record from now, what the network has already built, and what the data can do for the water you fish. Since January, it has taken 11,535 sightings and 65,389 birds from 7,250 reporters across all four UK countries. The winter roosts start forming within weeks, and the early reports are the useful ones. Book a place and the link comes by email. Can't make the evening? Book anyway and they will send the recording. Book your place. School of Fish, a coaching school for anglers run on our waters. Adults and juniors, complete beginners welcome, and your first session is free. Book a session. Hydroscape, free biodiversity and water quality reporting for anglers and fishery managers. Record what you see at the water in 30 seconds. Hydroscapegroup.co.uk. Volunteer with PDAA. PDAA runs on volunteers. Always seeking bailiffs, coaches and maintenance volunteers. Get in touch at support@fishinginpeterborough.co.uk.